giving you news many aren't talking about. Telling the truth. Truth is the only way to report news. Being honest, making sure we tell the truth. Sharing. We share our info. Supporting our country. Putting America first. We are RTN. Real-time news of the Treasure Coast. We bring you news that many don't talk about. We are real-time news.
Are you looking for real news and the truth? You are invited to join us. Listen to our podcast, Real-Time News of the Treasure Coast. We are RTN, Real-Time News of the Treasure Coast. I am the host, James Powell. You can listen on Anchor FM. That's Anchor FM / T-Coast Real-Time News. Be sure to join us. We cover the latest news, technology, scripture, and prayer. Join us.
Real-time news.
Real news. Real tech. Talking about a real God.
Three. Two. It's time for another podcast with Real Time News with host Real Time News James Powell.
And we are here. We do thank you for joining us, and we hope that you are having a fantastic day. We have kind of transitioned to trying to do this once a day. We're trying to get a solid time, but we do welcome you to the Real Time News podcast. And we are actually trying to just bring you different news and trying to kind of go around different things that we keep kind of trying to dodge bullets of getting shut down. So what we're doing, there is a Telegram link below. Telegram link, follow us on Telegram. We're going to start dropping all of our promotions and links there, because we've been shut out of some social media accounts. So we have a lot of video accounts, whether it's Our Freedom Book accounts, Parler, Cloud Hub, Telegram, Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey, Gab, and MeWe. We are there. You can actually go there, and so you can follow this, and eventually this broadcast will be on all of those outlets. And so just letting you know. So what I'm going to do, I'm getting ready to going to drop the live Facebook into the Telegram account eventually here as I find it. So I'm not finding it now. So hold on a second. Let me get it here. And but I do welcome you to our podcast, video cast, and I do want you to know that we are hoping to just continue bringing you the podcast as we can. We are having some major issues with all this, and some issues of getting shut down at different times. So, and I am not finding, hold on just a second. I apologize for this. For some reason, it is not giving me the link, the live link. Ah, here we go. Got it. I was on the wrong one. So I'm getting ready. Go down below the Telegram link. And then I just am pasting our Facebook Live in there. So that way you can go to that. And that's how we're going to start doing it. We're going to start posting everything in our Telegram link, our Telegram. And then we'll go from there. All right. Thank you for joining us. And we just do want to let you know that we are open to sponsors. Let me tell you that the websites that I'm bringing you below, these, I've been doing that. I call them sponsors, but those are websites that the individuals, the organizations that I help. And one of those, the Your Church Promotions, is my personal website, but I used to be with a company, Flamin' Hot Ads. I've been promoting them. I do the website for Don Meredith Art. I do a lot of very minimal pay, almost more pro bono stuff with websites. So that is where all that is coming from. So we are truly looking for sponsors, and what you get as a sponsor is you can actually support us below via the PayPal link. We're asking for that. If you could do that, we would appreciate it. That would get us going even more. But as a sponsor, we will put your website, your email, your contact info on our podcast, and we'll have a link to it, and then we will do an info video about your information. I add in keyword research and I upload it to my different platforms that I do. Just wanted to let you know. Enough rattling for that. I went on for 7 minutes. Sorry about that. Let's start out. I do appreciate you joining us. And let's start out with a verse of the day. And then we'll get into our news. We're going to go ahead and play a little from Pastor Greg Locke. I wanted to start out our podcast with the verse of the day. Proverbs 10:29. The way of the Lord is a refuge for the righteous, but it is the ruin of those who do evil. Wow, our world that should encourage you with the mess our world is in. Thoughts on today's verse is, what is your source of security, hope, and protection? The way of the Lord is a refuge, a strength, a place of security. Let's make sure we live our lives knowing that God's commands and demands for righteousness are for our protection as well as His glory. My prayer, and here's the prayer. Please, dear Lord, help me more perfectly find your will and have the courage to build my life there. I don't want to follow false voices, nor do I want to be tempted away from your truth and righteousness. May your will not only be my delight, but also my refuge. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, I want to go to Pastor Greg Locke, and I'm going to play this. And to me, this is God is going to honor that. That's what it is titled. So we're going to go to it and just listen to this. And if I don't get through all the news articles, that's okay. But I want you to be encouraged in the Lord that He knows what we are going through. He knows what we need. And I just want to truly encourage you that God has everything under control. So, all right, let's go to Pastor Greg Locke right now.
God said, I'm going to honor that. Because you didn't go along with the king's commandment. Because you feared God. Because you did what was right. Because you did your best to raise that family in the nurture and admonition of God Almighty. Because of your faith, I'm going to change a nation and you don't even know it. And Moses was drawn up out of the water by Pharaoh's daughter. And God used a baby in a basket in the bulrushes by the riverbank to change a whole nation because of a mama that was filled with faith. Because of a mama that was filled with love and hope and fear of God, not fear of what man thought, not fear of what her husband thought, not fear of what the soldiers thought. She only feared what God knew. And I love that phrase. That's why it makes me a little emotional every time I read it, that she went and she called the child's mother. And I don't know about you, but sometimes it looks like everything's going wrong in life, doesn't it? Looks like your marriage is so fragmented, it'll never make it. Looks like your kids are so fragmented and prodigalized, they'll never come back. It looks like health-wise, the doctor said cancer, the doctor said heart problems, the doctor said, look, you're never going to get out, you're not going to make it. We look at our finances, we think, oh my goodness, there's far too much month than there is money. What am I going to do? And I'm here to tell you that we serve a God that can so sneak in the back door that you don't even see him come until he shows up. And he can sovereignly, providentially step off the throne of his glory and bless you exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ever ask or think. There ain't a problem God can't fix. There ain't a home God can't mend. There ain't a marriage God can't restore. There ain't a young person God can't bring back. Is the Lord's hand shortened that he cannot save? There ain't nobody God can't save under this tent or watching online. There's not a nation that God can't revive. There's not a church that God can't awaken. And just when we think it's all over with, we put our last hope in a basket. It's our last prayer. It's our last dollar. It's our last ditch effort. Nothing else we can do. And when we've done all we can do, push the basket away with the blessing of God on your lips and watch if God don't step into your situation and do something that only God can do. And there is not a bigger, brighter, and better picture in the whole Bible of God's sovereign providential hand than this one right here. God said, I'm going to honor that because you didn't go along with the king's commandment.
Amen, amen, amen. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope that encourages you that God has everything under control. God knows what he's doing. God has our country situation, our world situation under control. I believe this is a time that God is allowing this to happen to get us back to him. I'm telling you, God has this. America will be back, and Satan will not win. All right, let's jump into the article. Again, I may not get through all these. Man, we're already halfway in. I took way too much time. I had a little trouble getting finding the link for the Facebook Live. All right. Bombshell UFO report from U.S. military. This is from the dailywire.com. Encounters UFOs every day that far exceed its tech and capabilities. An explosive report featured on CBS News 60 Minutes featured several former U.S. military officials who talked about what the U.S. government knows about unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, more commonly referred to as UFOs. The segment comes ahead of a report that the military is supposed to deliver an unclassified report to Congress by next month. And this is dated today, May the 7th. So it's May the 17th. So in June, there's supposed to be a report given by next month. Former National Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said in a recent interview that the findings will shock people because, frankly, there are a lot more sightings than have been made public. So here's just a couple quotes from the 60 Minutes segment. Lou Elzado, former U.S. military official that led the U.S. government's effort to investigate UAP, said, quote, imagine a technology that can do 600 to 700 G-forces, that can fly at 13,000 miles an hour, that can evade radar, and that can fly through air and water and possibly space. And oh, by the way, has no obvious signs of propulsion, no wings, no control surfaces, and yet still can defy the natural effects of Earth's gravity. That's precisely what we are seeing. Here's another one. Ryan Graves, former Navy pilot, lieutenant, on how often the U.S. military encounters UAPs on the East Coast. Every day for at least a couple years. That's just a couple quotes. So that's getting very interesting that we are getting into more things possibly than what we ever... There's a lot more out there, maybe, should I say. All right. Next article. UN Secretary General calls for immediate Gaza ceasefire as civilian death toll increases. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Sunday called for a violent conflict between Israel and Gaza militants utterly appalling and urged for an immediate ceasefire as the worst outbreak of fighting in years stretches into 7 days and takes a heavy toll on civilians. The latest round of violence only perpetuates the cycles of death, destruction, and despair and pushes further to the horizon any hopes of coexistence and peace. So the fighting is still going on in Israel, but the thing about it is I had a pastor friend of mine told me several years, there's nothing like, you know, if we would, we supply Israel with a lot of airplanes. So there's nothing like an Israeli pilot. Israel is God's chosen people. There's nothing like an Israeli pilot in a U.S.-made airplane. I'm telling you, God has blessed America. We've provided a lot of equipment to Israeli, the Israeli Air Force and military. So, and he stated, this was years ago, he said, God has blessed America. Israel is God's chosen people. You put those two together, and there's nothing that can stop it, because God has His hand on that. And I've always thought that's really interesting, to be honest. All right, we are going to have to skip several articles because of the time. I try to keep this right at 30 minutes. Or right around 30 minutes, I'll say. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Want to remind you, if you would like your business or ministry name on here, $10 a week. $10 a week, you get your website link on the episode description. One info video created for you. That right there is $150 value. So only $10 per week, $40 per month. Email james@jjmediaonline.net or send me a private message through any of my social media accounts. Make sure you go to Telegram. The Telegram is below in the link. And you can follow real-time news on Telegram. And that is where I drop all the links, because we're kind of being banned from a few things. So, all right, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back. We are living in an ever-changing... Patriot Supply. It's jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You can get your emergency needs and supplies, from emergency survival food to survival items, water filtration, air purification. They even have the option of buy now, pay later, and they have the deal of the day. So go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Get emergency supplies. That way, when an emergency happens, you are prepared. jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. With security always being an ultimate in everyone's life. Wanting to keep your family, your wife, anyone that is around you safe. This is where the wise lock comes in. Security is very important in today's home. So I invite you to check out the link, jjmediaonline.net/WYZE door lock. That's Wyze door lock. And again, Wyze, W-Y. To jjmediaonline.net/WYZE door lock. Okay. Being in the midst of anything that you do, you always want to have a good entertainment system. One of the best entertainment systems that we know of is Bose. We ask you to go check out this Bose Lifestyle 135 series. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. That's Bose Entertainment. jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. The 135 series is a full home entertainment system, and of course it only comes with the quality of Bose. Bose Lifestyle 135 series entertainment system is of the highest quality sound, quality made, and you will thoroughly enjoy. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. You will not be sorry. All right, we are back again. We do thank you for joining us again on our podcast, videocast. I want to remind you that you can go to our Telegram account. We haven't really been pushing it much, so we don't hardly have any subscribers, but it's t.me/realtimenewstc. That's t.me/realtimenewstc stands for Real Time News Treasure Coast here in South Florida. Go there and I have all the links and all the that you can support us and follow, and because of all the banning that we happens with us. So, all right, let's go real quick to the next article, and then we'll end this with tech. We've been going a little bit longer than what I figured. Breaking: Michigan voter fraud attorney Matt DiPerno's office broken into, then VFW hall cancels DiPerno presser after threats. So there's been a lot of threats that are happening, and I guess the question is, if there's nothing to hide, why the major pushback? You can say what you want. There's something going on. Something is being hid. The death threats is crazy. It's really bad. Really, really sad. All we want is truth. That's it. But for several months, Eric Grill, the attorney for Michigan's Secretary of State, Benson, has been pushing hard to dismiss Bill Bailey's voter fraud case against Atrium County, that she was added to it as a defendant by Michigan's far-left attorney, General Dana Nessel. But the break-in, according to DiPerno, that's the attorney suing Atrium County. The break-in took place in late evening this last Friday evening. Police were called to investigate the break-in. It was determined that nothing was stolen. The real question is, who broke into DiPerno's office and what were they looking for? So they canceled the presser. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that is really, really going on. So, okay. As the last news article, then we'll jump to tech if I can get it to come up. There we go. Bill Gates was reportedly removed from the Microsoft board for an alleged affair with a Microsoft employee. So maybe that leads to why they are, Bill and Melinda Gates are separating or getting a divorce or So members of the board tasked with the matter hired a law firm to conduct an investigation in late 2019 after a Microsoft engineer alleged in a letter that she had a sexual relationship over years with Mr. Gates, the people said. During the probe, some board members decided it was no longer suitable for Mr. Gates to sit as the director of the software company he started and led for decades, the people said. Mr. Gates resigned before the board's investigation was completed and before the full board could make a formal decision on the matter, another person familiar with the matter said. So there are a lot of things that are going on, and it's really crazy that you know, the mainstream media is not talking about this. The mainstream media won't talk about this, and it's really, really sad. So one of the things that maybe you might need to do some research yourself, and some of the websites I follow is, of course, I have up there Bongino Report, Gateway Pundit, Pro Trump News, Christianity Today. You cannot get the real news on any of the mainstream websites. I'll just be honest. Okay, we're going to end this podcast, videocast, with our tech news. And many of you know that I'm a minister and know that of course, I do pulpit fill-ins. And I will put it out there. If you have a pulpit that you need supplied, I'd love to talk with you here in South Florida. I live in Martin County, Florida, so the surrounding area, I'd love to fill a pulpit. But the reason why I said that, the tech article is how to do a digital mission trip. How to do a digital mission trip. Short-term missions trips have long been a staple of the church, a way to expose people, especially students, to other cultures, get them to share their faith, help in practical ways, and learn how to live life on mission. But then COVID-19 happened. Due to the global pandemic, sending people on a missions trip isn't possible right now. Even if you could travel, you can't meet in groups, and most of the places you would go are empty. But that doesn't mean that you can't still do a mission trip. It just means doing things differently. Some missionaries have started running digital mission trips. These are just a regular mission trips in a group of Christians gathered to share Christ and make disciples with their friends and strangers. Instead of doing it in schools, villages, or business centers, however, the trips are being done online using websites, apps, and social media. Recently, Melody, a missionary to Malaysia, spoke about digital missions trips at the Asia edition of Indigenous Ministry from a Distance webinar. During the webinar, she explained how digital missions trips work and encouraged people to take place. So let's go ahead. We're going to listen to this. And this may go over a little bit of the 30. We'll see how long I play it. But just letting you know, there is a way to still do tech. And I'm using tech and doing a missions trip. So we're going to go to it real quick here. It's going to be
you
coming.
Can tell a lot there of you want to be inspired with ideas. And I trust that you've picked up a few things from our panelists so far. And our next panelist is from Malaysia, Melody Chiam. She's going to share with us about a digital mission trip, and she's the digital strategist there in Malaysia Campus Crusade for Christ. So over to you, Melody.
Okay, so when we heard about this term digital mission trip, so many people asking, huh, what is it? Because we are so used to mission trips but when you put the term digital in front of it, what it is. Okay, so basically it is just like regular mission trip, but the regular mission trip, usually it will take about 7 to 10 days, but digital mission trip is slightly shorter. It's like over a weekend where a group of Christians, they gather together and share Christ, make disciples, and yeah, cast the vision of fulfilling the Great Commission together. So instead of going to villages or schools or community centers, right now we can't go anywhere. Okay. So in digital mission trip, or we call it DMT, we just go online on social media, on websites, or any internet-based.
Okay, we're talking about digital missions trips. We're ending WhatsApp, this podcast online, with the Christian tech.
Any instant messaging tools that you are using. So next slide. Yeah. So what do you do? So as I say, it's just like normal mission trip. So there are four simple elements that you do. The first one is you share Christ, you do evangelism. Okay. The second one is you do discipleship. And then the third one is you train your team, you train your community. And the fourth is you cast the vision of fulfilling the Great Commission together. So since we do it together, so we'll do it with your friends, your church members. So you have this bonding time together, you have this worship time together, fun time together. But for this digital mission trip, it's very intensive. You just in over a weekend, you focus on Christ, focus on sharing a mission, you focus on doing discipleship. So it's very packed of going out digitally. Okay, so next please. So in Malaysia, we have started this digital mission trip for about a year, and we have seen very, very amazing things that God has done among us. As you see on the slide, the first picture on the top left, it's a very touching picture where a group of mothers and grandmothers
Okay, we're going to go ahead and end this, but that kind of gives you an idea, that there is the ability to do missions trips digitally. I've went over a little bit. I'm sorry about that. Went over. This got just went a little longer. I got caught up at the beginning. So I do appreciate you listening. Please share. Make sure that you go to our Telegram account. All the links are there. In our Telegram account, go follow us on Telegram, Real Time News. That's t.me/realtimenewstc, and you can actually follow us. That drops everything. I drop all the links for. I'm starting to drop all the links to our podcast in there. So make sure that you follow us, and we appreciate you joining us. So we will catch you on our next podcast. So, I do appreciate your business ministry on our slide. We would love to do that, $10 a month. We will catch you on our next podcast videocast. Have a fantastic day, week, month. God bless you.